Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting second. The third baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fifth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Elia. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Tony Conigliaro. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Don Demeter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, George Smith. Batting eighth. The catcher, Mike Ryan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bucky Brandon. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bucky Brandon. And now, play ball. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is called out on strikes. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is hit by the pitch. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy strikes out. One out. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Yastrzemski scores. Conigliaro moves to second. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Conigliaro moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes McGraw. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. McGraw steals second. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair takes first base on ball four. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. McCraw moves to third. Adair moves to second. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith takes first base on ball four. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Berry. The throw from Ryan and he is safe. Berry steals second. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 1 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brandon fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the White Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Foy reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Conigliaro hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Yastrzemski moves to second. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Don Demeter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Demeter is 0 for 1 in the game. Demeter strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Romano is hit by the pitch. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Foy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Adair hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Demeter. Adair reaches second base with a double. Romano goes all the way around to score. It's 2-1, Red Sox. Lee Elia is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elia is 0-for-1 in the game. Elia strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Smith strikes out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-1 in the game. Ryan hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brandon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Thomas now playing center field. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-1 in the game. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Thomas settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith misplays the ball. That's an error on Smith. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Brandon Buford moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-2 in the game. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Petrocelli hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Foy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a pop-up towards short. Elia settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Smith fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the White Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Conigliaro hits a pop-up towards first. McCraw settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of AG. Scott reaches second base with a double. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards short. Elia fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Elia. Scott scores. Smith moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0-for-2 in the game. Ryan is walked intentionally. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0-for-2 in the game. Brandon strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Lee Elia. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0-for-2 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Thomas who is chasing the ball. Peters reaches third base with a triple. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Peters scores. Two outs. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-3 in the game. Buford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wayne Causey now playing second base. Jerry Adair now playing shortstop. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Foy moves to third. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Yastrzemski. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Yastrzemski steals second. Tony Conigliaro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Conigliaro is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Conigliaro hits a fly ball into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Foy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-2, Red Sox. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Scott takes first base on ball 4. George Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Romano settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up towards short. Petrocelli settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 3 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Smith scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Smith hits a fly ball into center field. Agee settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Ryan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ryan is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Ryan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buford fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bucky Brandon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brandon is 0 for 3 in the game. Brandon is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 3 in the game. McCraw is called out on strikes. One out. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Adair hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Skowron pinch hits for Wayne Causey. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 2. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.